Chapter 3. Who is he whom we meditate on as the Supreme Self? Which is the Supreme Self? That by which we see, form, that by which we hear, sound, that by which we smell, that by which we utter speech, that by which we distinguish sweet and not sweet. And what comes from the heart and mind, namely perception, sentience, understanding, knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, thinking, resolution, readiness to suffer, memory, conceiving, willing, breathing, loving, desiring. All these are various names only of consciousness, the true Supreme Self. And that Supreme Self, consisting of consciousness, is Brahman. It is Indra. It is Prajapati. All these devas, these five great elements, earth, air, space, water, fire, these and those which are, as it were, small and mixed, and seeds of this kind and that kind, born from eggs, born from the womb, born from heat, born from germs, horses, cows, men, elephants, and whatsoever breeds and moves, and whatsoever is unmoving, all that is led, produced, by consciousness, the Supreme Self. It rests on consciousness, the Supreme Self. The world is led, produced, by consciousness, the Supreme Self. Consciousness is its cause. Consciousness is Brahman. He, Vamadev, having by this conscious self stepped forth from this world and having obtained all desires in that heavenly world, became immortal. Yea, he became immortal. Thus it is. Om.